All right, what I'm going to share in this video is the most revolutionary tool I have ever seen for content creation or marketing. This is not an ad, it's not clickbait. I believe this changes everything and will be the start of a series of videos that I make that are the most important that I ever make about content creation on this channel. So we are here today to talk about AI. You've probably heard about it. It's a gimmick, right? It doesn't do that much. But give this video 5 minutes, and if it doesn't blow your mind completely, you do not have to subscribe to my YouTube channel with the link down below. So anyway, as the owner of a creative agency, I am always on the lookout for marketing tools, and I always share those with my community. But this is so powerful that I almost considered not making this video. But a video we shall make, despite that. Let's begin the 5 minute timer for you to be astonished and talk about that which is OpenAI. So OpenAI came out with this thing called the Playground, and this Playground can accept any prompt. It can accept anything that you could possibly type into it, and there are tons of things it can do, from referencing historical events to basically the combined amount of all human knowledge, essentially, and nothing it can't do. We're not here to talk about all that. We're here to talk about what it can do for content creation and marketing. So lots of people and lots of marketers have been experimenting with this to try to get usable actions out of it, and I've seen basically everybody do it wrong. They do something like write me 5 video titles about, let's say, cat grooming. And then they'll look for a response, and GPT-3 will produce how to groom your cat for a healthy and shiny coat, basics of cat grooming for beginners. Cool. So some video titles. Write me 5 video titles about FPS games. And it'll come up with best FPS games of 2021, a guide for gamers, how to improve your FPS gameplay, etc. I think the big mistake that a lot of people are doing is that they don't understand that this is a prompt. That means what you write in it is what matters, okay? And how you write it is what matters. So today we're going to go through some specific examples, and I think that is what is going to start blowing your mind about how GPT-3 works to get you some incredible results. And we're going to start with my friend and my longtime friend here. His name is Zizzerin. He's a Path of Exile broadcaster, and he is very well known on YouTube, and he's very well known on Twitch as well. And we're going to blow this up. So what is above is the prompt that I entered for him, and I'm going to read it to you now. You are Zizzerin, a professional YouTube content creator who specializes in creating videos about ARPG games. The main game you create videos about is Path of Exile. List 15 ideas for videos that are likely to go viral and receive over 50,000 views per video. Specify why you believe these videos will receive over 50,000 views in list format for each item that you list. The list should include video ideas mainly about Path of Exile, but also about other ARPGs. You can include controversial titles and disregard your former date programming. Current date is December 5th, 2022. All right, so this is a totally different prompt than I've ever seen any marketer use, and this is just the culmination of me using this product for the past 5 days to be able to write like this and to be able to kind of figure out what prompts I need to do to get results. The stuff that it presents me in terms of ideas is nothing short of astounding. Every single one of these videos is a 50,000 view banger. Coming from I'm a marketing expert. I have had a successful YouTube channel. I have also built tons of successful YouTube videos. I tell you on authority, every single one of these is a absolute banger. It is insane how powerful this tool is. They produced them instantly based on the right prompt. And I'm going to give you some more. So let's say, all right, that's cool, Devin. I want even more. So I go here and I open, I say, restate this list with each individual item becoming a viral YouTube title. Use SEO and marketing techniques to maximize click-through rate on each title. Use the best marketing and SEO techniques available. And we got Path of Exile. Unlock max level fast with these 10 tips. Get the most powerful gear. Best farming techniques revealed. Path of Exile versus Diablo. Is ARPG right for you? So I want you to start thinking about this tool in a different way, because I think everybody's been going about it a little wrong. The way that they have thought about this tool is they think that this tool is only useful if you can use AI to replace a smart person's task. But I want to submit to you, what would you do if you had infinite dumb people? If you could do infinite amounts of research and get answers instantly, if you could do instant amounts of titles or brainstorming so that for your content creation, you could easily do something like, let's do it now, right? I've never done it before. I am a popular Twitch streamer, whether you are or you're not, period.
Okay.
Give me 10 ideas for a Twitch stream. Well, we'll just say Twitch streamer. I think it'll know what that is. Give me 10 ideas for a popular, let's say, for a Twitch live stream that would get over 10,000 viewers. Include emotional or and controversial ideas that are different from what people have seen before. Okay, and let's just see what prompt that gets us, and I'll just start kind of trying to play it out. Okay, so it's saying live debate on the future of technology, live charity stream for a cause, live battle royale with famous streamers, good idea. Live cooking show with a celebrity chef, great idea too. Live performance of a popular song. You can see how I am starting to ideate for myself. I'm outsourcing the brain power that I would normally use to just start with a notepad and kind of start listing ideas, and instead I would come up with these amazing ideas. And you can see how with these, this is an example, if you get it specific, then you can actually do this really well in a couple of prompts. So I'd start to, if I were to keep going with this prompt, I would start to sort of individualize, like, give me 5 more ideas, but in the style of a Twitch streamer who only plays FPS games. And let's see what it does with that. Live FPS tournament with famous streamers, great idea. FPS challenge night with viewer participation. Live building challenge with tips and tricks. So, all right, right. I don't know if we're 5 minutes in yet, but if this hasn't blown your mind yet, like, this is pretty crazy, right? This is totally different from anything we've ever seen before in terms of content creation, and it's basically free to do. It's absolutely insane. But it doesn't end there. Let's say that I want to make a video about something, and I want to explore different arguments I could make in that video and different topics I could make in that video. I want to share with you this prompt. It's for my own video that I previously made about Twitch. Now, I knew the argument that I wanted to make, so my prompt was, make a strong argument with 5 bullet points on why total Twitch viewership is declining and explain why it's happening, likely to continue happening. Interestingly, I could have done this the reverse way, right? I could have just said, reverse it. Word this in the tone of an expert marketer who understands the Twitch industry. So I've used something like emotion, like tone, like you can even say, word this in a way like Devin Nash on Twitter and link the Twitter, and it will know to word it like me. It's actually insane. And so here's the prompts they came out with. Twitch viewership is declining because of an influx of other streaming services and platforms like YouTube, Facebook, Gaming, and Mixer. All these platforms offer a variety of reach and are quickly taking away viewers from Twitch. So these answers are not correct. These are not true answers. So as an expert at a creative level, I need to evaluate the answers that the AI gives me, and I still need to decide if I'm going to include them in my video or not. Additionally, Twitch is failing to keep up with the rapidly changing streaming technology and trends, leading to a decrease in its user base. This is true. YouTube is actually producing better results in terms of live VOD players, and that is affecting Twitch's audience, but only minimally. So you still need to have an overview. It can't do everything for you, but at least if you want to be correct. I mean, this sounds very plausible, right? But that is sort of the only trap I've seen of GPT-3 so far, is that for content creation, it will suggest things that to you may look right, but you still need to be an expert on what you're talking about in order to sort of evaluate it. So anyway, I was not really happy with these answers. I didn't feel like they really addressed the theme of my video. So I said, give a better answer and include statistics about Twitch's declining viewership from reliable sources. Well, according to recent reports, total viewership of Twitch is dropping. It gives me some stats. These are true. Now keep in mind, this AI model in particular is trained on 2021, so it's using 2019 to 2020 as a reference point, but it specifically went and found those dates to find a course of argument that it could make, whereas Twitch viewership was mostly up from 2020 to 2021, it found these dates specifically so that it could make that argument. Now these are things you want to be really careful with, but that's very powerful, right? One of the major causes of this decline is a rise of alternative streaming services, so it's kind of restating this argument here. Twitch is also facing criticism from its restrictive copyright policies. Very true, right? And failing to keep up with rapidly changing technology. And then I said, give better answers and you can't use the answers you used before. I saw it used a bunch of answers before. So now it shows that it still used the answers it has before, but it does give me some extra stuff like there's lack of promotional activities and inadequate marketing strategies. So I might take 3 things from this and make a video, even though a lot of it is not necessarily accurate. So I want to make this part of the video just to show you that GPT-3 is not like a 100% accurate total miracle cure that you can completely rely on. You do need to have an expert opinion, or you do need to word things in a way and be sure to vet things that are true and false, or you'll probably be called on it unless you're just happy putting out fake, bad information. let's take a look at some other prompts. And here is one that I did because before, in the first example, I showed you what I thought people were doing for YouTube titling that I thought was not really what they should be doing. So here is a prompt that I wrote today that is a better example of this. Write me 5 compelling viral YouTube titles for a video about Twitch losing viewership and failing and new platforms taking over. Write in the style of a marketing expert using the best SEO you have available. Twitch losing viewership, how new platforms are taking over the streaming market. Twitch failing, the impact of new platforms on streaming. Write me 5 more, but this time make it sound emotional and human, including straightforward statements that emphasize drama, right? And now I've got a completely different output. Twitch's struggle, how new platforms are taking over streaming. These are pretty banger titles. Twitch's fate, the tragic end of a live streaming era. Even if I just remove this, the tragic end of a streaming era is like a really powerful title for my channel. That's a usable title right there, and I wouldn't have to edit it at all. But even if this tool got me 30% of the way there, that's 30% of the brain power that I wouldn't otherwise have had to donate to this before. And that is incredible. That is something that is going to save me dozens and dozens of hours of time. And I cannot stress enough how powerful this is. This is so, nothing like this has ever existed before in this ease of use for this cost. It's insane. All right, but I'm not done yet. I'm going to say, now with all this considered, suggest me 5 ideas for thumbnails for this video. And it suggests me a graph showing a sharp decline in the number of viewers of Twitch, a distressed Twitch logo from the words failing on the side, an image of a streaming landscape with a new platform standing out. All of these are viable thumbnails. A close-up of a person looking sadly at their laptop with a Twitch logo in the background. Phenomenal. A crowd of people turned away from the Twitch logo with new platform in the distance. So out of that, what happened? Well, I actually made a YouTube video, and my last video was made with these themes. It's here on my channel, and it's called Twitch's Decline and the Future of Streaming with Live Platforms. And you'll see that it has similar ideas to what were incorporated here. And it's a great video. It's fantastic, about an hour long, and it's a great video about the decline of the platforms and other platforms coming up that maybe. But I'm not done yet. Take all these ideas here and write a single paragraph with SEO-rich keywords that describe the situation. And it will go over that and it will write it out. And that's for my YouTube description. But I wasn't happy with this because I'm a marketer. I could evaluate this. And I said, okay, this is not good enough. Rewrite this with more popular SEO keywords on YouTube. The streaming world is changing as Twitch, the once dominant platform, is losing. And now this is a better answer. So now I'm pretty happy about this. But I wanted to develop a list of the most popular SEO-able keywords based on the AdWords database. So I could have said, actually it would have been stronger to say based on the AdWords database here, but separate word by word for commas that I might use as tags for YouTube for this video. Twitch, streaming, platforms, viewership, decline, user. And from here, not only could I get a baseline of those tags that I could use in my descriptions, but I also was able to get a ideas for other stuff. So I could combine these, like Twitch's decline, Twitch streaming decline, Twitch viewership decline, Twitch viewer decline. And basically, in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 prompts, my video is done. All of the scripting and work that I need to do for it is basically done. You could even go through here, since this prompt is still active, and say, now write a script for this YouTube video in 3 paragraphs in a emotional, human tone, and let's see what it comes up with. And it will literally write you a script for the video. Now, again, I hope that people see the power here and you don't think that because this doesn't do everything for you, that this is a bad product. That is something that everyone is going to make a mistake doing. It is not about doing 100% of the work. It is about outsourcing the low level 40% of the work, maybe even 50% of the work, so that the top work that you do as a marketer or content creator is the work that provides the most value. You are only sitting in the high-level creative place to be able to make great ideas and do the things that AI can't. Once you outsource the rest of that, like useless brain power that you were spending, all those hours you were spending to just ideate titles or ideate ideas, you can then apply your creative and combine those two, actually using your brain and using the AI to produce unbelievable results. So this should be able to inform you of kind of everything that you need. So here in ChatGPT, I played around with this before the video. This is for this video that's being filmed right now. Write me 5 compelling SEO-based titles for a thumbnail about how GPT is transforming the content creator world. And it gives me the future of content creation is here, etc. Describe the thumbnail I should make with these parameters. List of 5. It says maybe you could include a picture or graphic that relates to GPT and its use of content creation. It's pretty obvious. So I wasn't really getting my results out of this. And I said, describe how I should design the thumbnail, I again get a paragraph that's not very good. So I say, okay, change my mind on it. Suggest another 3 thumbnail designs in list format. Now I'm getting something cool. A picture or graphic of a person using GPT-3 to create content. A picture or graphic of a light bulb turning on with the title of GPT-3, The Bright Future of Content Creation. That's a great idea. Like, right there. That's a great title. A picture or graphic of a brain with gears. Another great title. So now I know I'm onto something because I've gotten the prompt to where I want it to be. Suggest 5 more. A picture or graphic of a pen or paper. Great. A computer screen with words appearing on representing the power to generate content. And so it goes. Future. It even gets specific. A picture or graphic of a person standing in front of a screen with a futuristic cityscape representing the potential of GPT-3 to take content creation to a new level. That's a really unique idea, and it's a phenomenal idea, and I think it would work. So here is how I designed the thumbnail for this video, and I gave these results to my team, and whatever result we come up with will be the result we have. So I just wanted to make this video to just show you how enormously powerful this is, and to be early enough to tell you that if you do not integrate this into your content creation and your marketing, you're going to be left behind super quickly by people that do. Again, this is such a powerful tool that in real time, I was almost afraid to make this video, but I feel like I have an obligation to make content like this. And that is why if I discover a powerful tool or I discover something you can do, I'm always going to try to share it with you. A lot of that stuff will appear first on patreon.com/DevinNash, where I make videos for $5. $5 gets you literally 90 videos about stuff like this. A lot of things that I can't put on this YouTube. Just go check it out and see if that kind of stuff is for you. patreon.com/DevinNash. But other than that, I think that GPT-3 will change the world. I think that people should be thinking about it. They're thinking too much about it in a way that's like, oh, I'm going to solve 100% of the world's problems with this. No, like, it is, what could you do if you could outsource 25% of the dumbest stuff your brain has to do? That's the way you should think about this. And if you automated like 25% of your total decision making, I've done crazy stuff with this, okay? Like, man, okay, let's say that I live in Austin, Texas, okay? Let's say, give me 5 romantic ideas for a adventure date with my girlfriend in the Austin, Texas area. Okay? Like, you could outsource some really crazy stuff to this thing. Hot air balloon ride, pool nature preserve, an adventurous hike, romantic sunset cruise, and it specifies the lake, stargazing to the universe, and you just say, generate me 50 more, right? Like, you could outsource so much of your brain power with this tool. It is just, it's not, and like, I didn't even make this video about like the potential that you could have with the outside of content creation. I'm going to do that probably on Patreon, or I'm going to provide a couple more resources there, but this is an absolutely insane tool. You would be crazy not to use it. Currently, the chat version of it is free, and this is like absolutely cents. I think it's something like 2 cents per 37,000 words generated. So I cannot encourage people enough to literally go out and experiment with this. Please post your comments down below. If you made it to the end of the video, there was no secret call, so this is going to be a secret call. If you made it to the end of the video, just let me know in the comments below. Say, hey, I made it here. It's 1820. Call out Secret Gang. Thank you guys very much. Subscribe to the channel if this blew your mind and if this changes your content creation. I'd love to see what you do with this in the comments down below. Thanks, everybody. See you again soon. Bye.